So you're a big baseball fan?
I am a huge baseball fan.
Come on.
LSU's hosting the Super Regional this
weekend. Y'all are really good.
We tried. Best team
that money could buy.
Well, look, however you can get it, right?
Exactly.
All right.
If you got it, you got to spend it.
Are you an LSU fan at all?
I love Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I've been there several times. We were fortunate enough to play that the football stadium, the Country Fest or whatever they call it,
Super Fest.
A couple of times.
I
so
saw you.
It was that was definitely one of those walk out on stage like holy crap, what am I going to do? I could pee my pants moments.
Yeah.
It's an awesome stadium. So can you kind of give us a rundown like how you started your career and all that fun stuff? We always love hearing from
seasoned artists. I moved to town a long time ago and didn't know anybody, didn't have any connections. There was no, you know, MySpace or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or anything to like get started with. And to be honest with you, like it was just a fluke situation where some guys that I had grown up playing sports with were playing baseball here at Belmont University, and they had some friends who had some parents that were in the music business, and it sort of just, you know, kind of it was actually one of Mark Willis's first producers, Keith Stegall, who I met and signed me in a parking lot, and the rest is sort of history.
Yeah. Kind
of crazy. Like there
you
was
fell
no
into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like it was what I wanted to do, and it was a huge dream of mine, but definitely was like right place, right time, like super lucky moment.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
We love that. So this is our first CMA Fest. Do you have any advice?
Water.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Yeah.
I'm so tired already.
I drank one too many last night. Root beer float shots at Red Door probably wasn't a good idea.
That, yeah, I'm not a huge root beer fan. My kids love root beer, which I think is so random.
Right.
That doesn't really sound like a kid thing to drink, but they love root beer. I guess it's like the only really soda that they have, and I've searched for every reason to not let my wife give it to them, but it doesn't evidently have caffeine or sugar, so they get to drink that.
There you go.
So you have some pretty amazing songs out there. Mm-hmm. What's your writing process?
Oh, I mean, I kind of have done it every possible way, but you know, I feel like I go in phases where I do a lot of writing by myself, and then, you know, then there'll be like a year or two where I do a lot of co-writing, but I enjoy sitting with a room. I think a lot of times that you know, when you do a lot of co-writing, you kind of sort of get used to using the other person as sort of a crutch.
And
I was always, you know, not necessarily taught, but encouraged to never lose that ability to be able to write by yourself. And, but it is hard, you know, a lot of times when you get stuck or you get a little insecure about whether or not something's great or not, it's good to have that other person to kind of reassure you. But I enjoy it. I think, you know, I love playing live, but those early stages of the creative process are a lot of fun too.
Yeah,
for sure.
I love it. So we're playing a game with all of our artists. It's called Burning Questions, and they are burning.
Okay.
So if you don't want to answer, that's okay.
But
they're kind of out there.
But what you prefer.
Yeah.
What is your biggest turnoff? Yeah. Probably like, how do I say this? Someone who is not very hygienic.
Okay. Yeah.
I can get
someone
behind
that's
that.
Not clean.
Which like, you know, CMA Fest, sometimes
it's hard to
stay fresh and clean.
But
you know?
I mean, like, you could pack like a little bag and put deodorant and like maybe like some face wipes and Germex and stuff in there. And
I mean, I definitely felt it yesterday after playing. Like, you know, and people are coming up to you and hugging you or shaking your hand. And it's like you have to like preface it with like, hey, look. You've been standing out here.
Nasty.
I've been up there sweating like we probably shouldn't touch.
Right.
But it's sort of hard to avoid it, you know?
Yeah, like one finger or the elbows.
Yeah, just
touch
like,
elbows.
Or like fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like that answer.
A lot of sweaty backs, you know?
That's a good answer.
Oh,
gross.
It's not super hot.
No. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. And we're going to send you with a shot glass.
Yay.
As a token.
Thank you so much.
It changes colors. So.
Yeah, root beer shots in it.
Well, thank y'all for taking time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.